Adrian, you've taken the...
Right. Okay. It's been recorded, Councillor Bonfield.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Laura. So, good evening, councillors. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council website. In addition, under the local authorities' executive arrangements, meetings and access to information England regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recording is not under the control of council. So, first off, we have apologies from Councillor Mercer and Councillor Morgan. We are joined online by Councillor Boker, Vicky Brackenbury and Julie Robinson and Kerry Barnshaw and Councillor Emma Ward. So,
just from Councillor Rattray as well. Yeah.
Oh, yes, we have. Sorry, apologies. We have had Councillor Rattray's apologies, yeah. So, has any member got any interest, pecuniary or personal interest to declare on any item on the agenda tonight? No? No, that's fine. I have no announcements. Minutes from the last meeting, you've had the minutes. I propose to accept those and have a seconder. All those in favour? Yeah, thank you. So we have with us Councillor Emma Ward, who has submitted a question. Emma, are you happy to take the question and answer as read?
Good evening, Chair. Yes, I am. I'd just like to thank the committee and officers for the response given.
Okay. Have you got a supplementary that you'd like to ask for?
Not really. No. Again, thank you for the response and also for the comprehensive briefing that was given to us yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you very much. Okay. The next item is the Charnwood grants. So, if I can ask Councillor Harper Davis to introduce this item.
Thank you, Councillor Barclay. So the report this evening for you sets out the recommendation in relation to the next round of Charnwood Community Facility Grants applications that have been received in this particular round. And we really recognise as a council the significant importance of the voluntary community sector, because they really help us and they already really help our residents. We couldn't do without them to deliver the community activity that we do. So the grants panel, as always, score and access, grants panel assess and score the application against grants, the grants criteria as per normal. The applications themselves, there's 8 community facilities applications were received in this round, and the grants panel are recommending that 3 of the applications are awarded a grant, that 3 of the applications received are deferred to a future round, and that the other 2 applications are recommended for decline for the reasons set out in the report.
Thanks very much, Lee. So, I'll ask Julie, is there anything you'd like to add to this report?
Thanks, Chair. No, just to add to that, it was really pleasing to see the significant number of applications that were received in this additional round of community facilities because of the big gap between the last round and the next round in this current financial year. So it was really pleasing to see a wide range of applications and the recommendations and the reasons why set out in the report.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. So, has anybody got any questions or queries on the report? No? That's fine. So, I invite you, Lee, to propose the item then, please.
Thank you, Councillor Barclay. So, I propose that the Cabinet approves recommendations 1 to 4 on page 10 of the report and the reasons set out on 1 to 4 on page 11. Thank you, Councillor Barclay.
Rory, can I ask you to second that?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Happy to second that item.
All those in favour? And Jenny, you're not here in the room, but if you were, would you be in favour of that?
Yes, absolutely, Chair.
Thank you. So that's unanimous. The next item on the agenda is the corporate delivery plan. So we've got the corporate, I'll introduce this briefly. We have the corporate strategy, and this is the delivery plan for 22-23, which is very comprehensive. It's got caring for the environment, healthy community, thriving economy in your council. It's got key indicators, it's also got place indicators, which are areas where we're not primarily responsible for things like crime, unemployment and health, physical activity and well-being. There's a very comprehensive action plan underneath it, well thought out, and of course the corporate delivery plan feeds into the various sections, the departmental delivery plans, and then feeds down into the personal appraisals for everybody. So it's all joined up, and I thought it made an awful lot of sense, and it's good to differentiate out the items which we're not primarily responsible for, which we get, you know, which we work with partners on to achieve. Now, I am quite sure that Vicky knows a lot more about this than I do. Vicky, would you like to add to what I've said? I hope you do. We haven't got Brenda with us, so
I've just called her and she's coming online now.
Vicky, just hang on a second because we're just waiting for Brenda, who traditionally is late. well done, Brenda. I was hoping that you were timing it, and you got it wrong tonight, Brenda. Look,
Brenda. I knew that was item 7, so
We are on item 7. We are.
Yes.
We've done.
You've got there very quick.
Thank you, Brenda. We've got your report. We've read the report, and I've just asked you to present it or add anything that you feel is necessary.
I don't think there's any need to add anything to. We did say at the time that it was that you have taken previous comments, and made it easier for us to read.
Yeah.
So I did find that it was very easy to read, and as you say, all the comments are set out.
Yeah.
So the Scrutiny Commission has had no alternative, no qualms about recommending it for the cabinet to take on.
Thanks for the work.
And I do apologise.
No, it's all right. It wouldn't be the same. If you came at the right time, we'd all be surprised. Look, it was a really good report. I appreciate the work that you put into it. It's taken a lot of time, and we did take notice of what you said. Substantially, it doesn't alter the report, but you made some good points within it, and thanks very much. And will you take our thanks back to the Scrutiny Commission? So I'm only joking about your punctuality. I am only joking. Well, thank you, Brenda. So over to you, Vicky, and I hope if you would just flesh out what I've said, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Chair. So as the Chair pointed out, obviously this is the Corporate Delivery Plan for 22-23. Just in terms of a bit of background as to how we've got to this point, obviously the plan has been devised in collaboration with all members of the Corporate Delivery Team and their teams as well, to make sure that we have got a number of actions that fall under the four key themes as set out in the Corporate Strategy. We also have obviously our corporate KPIs as well, which have been scrutinised, and the significant change which has been highlighted is the inclusion of place indicators moving forward. The reason in relation to moving to place indicators was to provide that wider context in relation to benchmarking, and enabling us to see CBC kind of versus regional and national key themes. And the idea and the proposal is that these would evolve over time on a 6-monthly reporting basis to Finance and Performance Scrutiny Committee. In relation to the place indicators as well, there are some significant things that will be happening throughout 22-23, such as the release of the census data. Some of that information will be initially released in early summer, so again that will play a significant part in giving us that wider place information. In relation to the corporate key performance indicators, the only other significant change was one additional KPI that was included, which was KI24 within the report, which is the number of attendees that go to the museum. This was
felt useful to include, as we do currently report on the number of visitors to our leisure centres and to our town hall as well. So it gives that broader helicopter view of attendees across all of those external facilities. In relation to future monitoring, obviously the quarterly updates will continue to go to Finance Performance Scrutiny Committee. And the only other change that I wanted to mention was that last year in the Corporate Delivery Plan, we did have a section that focused purely on COVID response and recovery. Obviously, COVID still exists. However, we are kind of managing how we deal and live with COVID now. So we did not include a specific section within the Corporate Delivery Plan for this year, which relates to COVID response and recovery, albeit there are many actions that now continue as business as usual. We also took on board, obviously, feedback from councillors and Finance and Performance Scrutiny Committee that was noted at Scrutiny Commission on Monday evening as well. I think that's everything. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vicky. I think it's an excellent report, very clear, well set out, and certainly all the monitoring and everything else is going to ensure that we do deliver the corporate strategy, and this is the delivery plan for the next 12 months. So over to Cabinet. Has anybody got any comments or queries on the corporate delivery plan?
Just an observation, Lord. Chair. Yeah, I agree that it's a very nicely set out plan, and it's good for officers and also councillors because we can see really clearly what it is we're saying we're going to do and by when. And as for the new indicators, yeah, it's great to be able to benchmark us against other councils. Yeah. So. Yeah, very happy with it.
Yeah, that's great. So, I propose the recommendations 1 to 3 on page 31 for the reasons 1 to 3 on page 31. Could I ask James to second that?
Very happy to second.
Thank you. All those in favour? And again, Jenny, if you were here, would you support the corporate delivery plan?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. So that's unanimous. Thanks very much. The next item on the agenda is the COVID additional relief fund. This is additional money that we've been granted by the government relating to the 21-22 year, as far as I'm aware. We've got about 4.1 million. It is very specific in how it can be used. And that is set out within the report, and it is really to help those businesses who have suffered really badly in the pandemic and have not yet received a great deal of assistance. Now, we have with us Carrie Banshaw, Head of Customer Service. Carrie's put a tremendous amount of work into this. When I see the amount of work that's going on and the amount of grants and things we've got to deliver, it's amazing you haven't turned white like me, Carrie. but you haven't, glad. So, Carrie, if you'd like to flesh out my report, that would be appreciated.
Yes, of course, Chair. So yeah, just to point out, as you said, we have £4.1 million. And this is only payable to businesses that did not receive support for their business rates previously. So businesses such as retail, leisure and hospitality can't utilise these funds. It is only limited to specific sectors. Through the guidance, there is some recommendation of the business types that can be supported. And it's based on methodology that looks at the impact of the gross value added over the course of the pandemic. So within the actual policy, it does specify the sectors that we are suggesting would be eligible for this. So there's a number of different areas in there that you've got. So things like manufacturing, arts, entertainment and recreation, health, transport, construction, the list goes on. And then what we've looked to do is looked at how many businesses we think may be eligible, which we think will be about 1,000, and then looked at how we could divvy up the funds that we've got to make sure that all of those businesses do receive that 4.1 million. So what we've done is we've divided that down by the number of businesses and looked at it on the rateable values to provide grants ranging from £1,500 up to £10,000. Now, as Councillor Barclay mentioned, this can only be applied to last year's business rates account, so it's only for that period. But what we have done within the policy to try and retain any rates that have already been paid is where we apply this to the account, any credit that then is created where businesses may have already paid their business rates for last year will be rolled forward into this year's business rates, so they will get the benefit in terms of that. If there is a refund requested, we can do that, but the preferential position would be to retain that onto this year's rates. In terms of how we plan to roll out the process, we intend to write out to the businesses, either electronically where we have those details or in writing, to advise them that they are eligible, and then ask them to apply. And the application will be extremely simple. We're hoping to do a simple business account reference number, and then when they comply with the subsidy rulings that they need to, and then once we receive those applications, it will be applied straight to their business rates account. So we're trying to keep it as simple as possible, because as Councillor Barclay's mentioned, there are lots of other schemes still hanging around, unfortunately. But we are going to directly approach the businesses, because we have heard from feedback at other councils, actually the take-up of this fund has been very small, and we want to ensure we get this money out as effectively and efficiently as we can for them. So I think that's everything, unless there are any questions.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for that report. That's comprehensive. So, Cabinet, does anybody have any questions or queries on this account? James?
Thank you. Thank you for the report. So in terms of, you said it's quite strict about who can apply and who can't, and it's people who haven't been able to apply previously for any of the previous grants. So if you were in a business whereby, I'm trying to think, because we get, in a day job, we do get people coming to us saying, I want to apply, I usually send them on to UK. And then you come back saying they haven't been in the shop long enough, or they haven't been paying X long enough. In those circumstances, is it the case that if you haven't applied before or haven't been accepted before, you will definitely be able to be at least considered for this grant? Is that the case? So even if you retail, for instance?
No, it's not. So if you would have been eligible for retail, you can't get this. It's not for those people that may not have had it at the time because they hadn't been in or not. If their business type would have been eligible for whatever reason, they didn't get it. No, they can't. It is only the business types that we have listed in the policy that would be eligible. So businesses in those sectors specifically. So for example, any business that receives small business rate relief, which are quite a lot of the ones that you get, Council Poland, they are not eligible. If they've had charitable rate relief, they're not eligible. There's quite a list that the government has set out that cannot receive this money. So all businesses, and as I say, we have to look backwards, so it is for last year, it's not for now. But I would suggest if you do get any businesses querying, then send them through to us and we will double check. But as I say, we're going to do it on an invitation basis. So if they're eligible, they will be invited to apply, as opposed to us promoting this like we have done with other business grants. We are going to invite people to apply.
Brilliant, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Any other questions? Yes.
So, comment, Chair, I'd like to congratulate Karen and the team, because if we get these out as quickly, swiftly to help business as we have done before with previous grants, it will be amazing, because I think we did so well when we got the additional money before. Yeah. So, well done to Karen and your team.
We did. I think it's been very impressive. It really has. But there's a hell of a lot of work going on even now. So, if there are no other questions. Jenny.
Thank you, Chair. When will this be open for applications, Kerry?
It's open now.
We're hoping to start letters going out at the beginning of May. So we just obviously needed the approval here, and then we're just going to get the letters drafted, and then we hope to have those being sent out through May. Because if they're the 1,000, we will do them on a staggered basis to enable obviously the applications to be processed in a reasonable time, so during May time. We have until November to make sure everything is done and the money's distributed.
Can I just ask or give an example? There's a small manufacturing business in Wimesworld where they did 2 years ago initially get some money. Would they be able to, you'd have them on your books, wouldn't you?
Potentially, yeah. Manufacturing is one of the areas, because they did come under a lot of those previous schemes, but it will depend on whether they're getting, as I say, something like the small business rate relief. If you wanted to share their details with me after this, I can check. I've got the list of the 1,000 businesses, so I could check.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks very much. So There are no other questions, so we move to the recommendations. So I recommend that the Cabinet approve the draft COVID additional refund policy as set out in Appendix A of this report for the reason to respond to the Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities request for our allocation of funding to be distributed to appropriate businesses. Could I have a second, Margaret?
Yes, I'm happy to.
Thank you. Support. Is everybody in favour of that? And Jenny, if you were here, would you be in favour of that?
Yes.
That's unanimous. Thank you very much. So we come to the last item on the agenda tonight, the review of the Constitution. We have with us Karen Widdowson to assist with the report, but I will ask Councillor Smilovic to introduce it.
Thank you. It's Charnwood Borough Council's practice to review the Constitution on an annual basis and bring it to Cabinet to consider and then to recommend to Council any amendments that are proposed. They are all outlined in Appendix 1, and as has been said, if there are any specific questions, then the officers are here to clarify.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. So, Karen, the report is fairly straightforward. It does show exactly the amendments that are proposed. It is a recommendation to go through to Council. Is there anything else you would like to add to the report?
No, there is nothing else to add. This has been consulted through the group leaders beforehand, and I think the report is explanatory.
Yeah, it is. It's very self-explanatory. Like a lot of the reports tonight, it's very straightforward. Margaret, if I could ask you to make a proposal then.
Yes, I move the recommendation and reason as set out in the report, and this will be presented to full council in April.
Thank you. Richard, can I ask you to second that?
I'm happy to second that.
So, all those in favour. And Jenny, if you were in this room, you would second this, you would vote for this, would you? I can't lip read. No.
Sorry, Chair, I would be in favour.
That's great. Thank you, that's you now. So that closes tonight's meeting, and thank you for your attendance.
Thank you, Chair.